News. I'm Diane Roberts. Several children and at least one adult were injured Thursday in a knife attack in a small town in the French Alps. Interior Minister Gérard Darmanin said on Twitter the attack took place in a square in the lakeside town of Annecy. Two children and one adult were in life-threatening condition, while two other children were slightly hurt, police said. The wounded children were between 22 months and 3 years old, according to police. The thick blanket of smoke and haze moving across the United States and Canada from wildfires in Quebec and Nova Scotia will continue Thursday and possibly through the weekend. Across the eastern U.S., officials warned residents to stay inside and limit or avoid outdoor activities again Thursday, extending code red air quality alerts in some places for a third straight day. Governor Kathy Hochul of New York warned Wednesday that conditions will get worse before they improve.
You don't need to go out and take a walk. You don't need to push the baby in the stroller. This is not a safe time to do that. I want to reiterate that.
More than 400 blazes burning across Canada have left 20,000 people displaced. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told CTV Wednesday that his country is feeling the devastating impacts of climate change.
Unfortunately, over the past years, we've seen extreme weather events increase in their intensity and their impact on Canadians, as well as on their cost to families, to provinces, and to the federal budget.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has arrived in the flood-hit region of Kherson on Thursday to evaluate response to damage caused by a dam breach. The Ukrainian leader wrote on his Telegram account that he was helping assess efforts to evacuate civilians. This is VOA News. Exclusive AP drone footage has shown the state of the collapsed Ukrainian dam and its surrounding areas. AP correspondent Karen Chamis has more.
The footage was filmed by an Associated Press team that flew a drone over the Kekhova Dam on the Dnieper River. The video shows the ruined structure falling into the flooded river, as well as hundreds of submerged homes, greenhouses, and even a church. Most notably, throughout the footage, there was no sign of life. Russia accused Ukraine of bombarding the structure, which was under Moscow's control, while Ukraine alleged that Russia blew it up from within. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pakistanis traditionally give generously to charity, but most avoid paying taxes. Low tax collection, meanwhile, hurts economic growth, forcing more to rely on charities for survival. VOA's Pakistan Bureau Chief Sarah Zaman has the story.
The country's tax-to-GDP ratio is below 10%, meaning the government receives less than 10% of the size of the economy in taxes. What most countries need to sustain economic growth, according to experts, is a tax-to-GDP ratio of at least 15%. Economic research Ali Khizr says in Pakistan, huge sectors such as agriculture, trade, retail, and real estate use political muscle to keep their taxes low.
They are very much entrenched in those who are making the decision.
A complicated taxation system, ineffective implementation, and lack of trust in the government also cause many to evade taxes. Broadening the tax net and increasing collection are among the conditions for reviving a stalled 2019 International Monetary Fund bailout deal. However, authorities will likely miss the target. Sarah Zaman, VOA News, Islamabad.
China's exports shrank much faster than expected in May, while imports extended declines with a grim outlook for global demand, especially from developed markets, raising doubts about the fragile economic recovery. Taiwan activated its defense systems on Thursday after reporting 37 Chinese military aircraft flying into the island's air defense zones. The island's defense ministry says some of the Chinese aircraft flew to Taiwan's southeast and crossed into the western Pacific to perform, quote, air surveillance and long-distance navigation training, end quote. China has regularly flown its Air Force into the skies near the island over the past 3 years, though not in Taiwan's territorial airspace. China considers Taiwan a breakaway province and has vowed to bring the island under its control by any means necessary, including a military takeover. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.